Hello. All right, so thank you for joining this very episode of The Voices That Were Not Coming, but I'm pretty excited to have you guys around because I'm pretty excited to have you listening again. I do not take it for granted. I also really want to apologize for not showing up last month. Yes, I'm so sorry. You guys deserve better than I did last month. I was supposed to actually tell you, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this month. Yeah, a lot of things came up. I also had exams, and I was all over the place actually. So I'm so sorry. But this month I am compensating. Compensate? Is it comp? Okay, I'm compensating. Let me be serious. I'm compensating you guys with a very beautiful episode. I promise it's gonna be beautiful this time. I'm bringing a guest on the show. Whoa! I'm bringing a guest on the show, guys. Okay, this time around, I have a very good friend of mine on the podcast. My name is Amako Chinaza Chioma. I call her Amako Chinaza Chioma. She's a very good friend of mine. She's a lover of God, a lover of Jesus and his people. She's a graduate of Business Administration, University of Lagos. She's about to be a chartered accountant. Like, it's like two steps away, I think. Two steps away, yeah. Amongst many, yes, she's also the business analyst for Grace Properties. Yes, yeah. So she's. I brought a total package today, guys. Yeah. So I'm sure we are going to enjoy the podcast. Before I bring her up, I will just say the topic. Yeah. So the subject matter we'll be talking about today is being a graduate. Yeah. I'm saying doing this because this period of my life, I just graduated from uni, and yes, I'm doing it because I can. Yeah, so being a graduate, the chills, the thrills, then reality. Yeah, so Amako, say hi to our people.
Hello, people. It's my pleasure being here on this podcast with the Onokpemipo. And as he said, we just wrote our final exams. We're graduates now.
Graduates
We're so
now.
excited to be sent out.
Sent out from
So it's a beautiful thing. And okay, and really looking back over the years, our life as undergraduates, it brings back a lot of memories. And today we'll just be taking you a bit on memory lane, and we like that you listen. So basically, the topic for us is the thrills, chills, and reality. So well, basically
I think we should start from the chills.
Okay, for
Yeah, high points.
okay, so for me, the chills, there were a lot of high points, but the ones that come to mind at the moment should be, okay, so I happen to do diploma. For those of you that know, it's a 1 year program for those hoping to enter into the University of Lagos and other schools. So well, doing diploma was a lot. It came with so many moments, anxieties, high points, getting to meet new people, a new environment, a different style of learning, a different style of so many things. Well, for me, there's this kind of phase that comes with doing diploma, and you're put on the edge sometimes, and you're asked to, be serious. There's this thing they say that if you don't do well, your names are written in pencil. I know some of you that did diploma, you can relate.
Yes.
So your names are written,
them with
at some point, your names are written. What's that? So it came with so many things, and getting to write the exams and pass and get desired course and move to the next level was an exciting moment for me, was a beautiful moment for me. Then also getting to start school, then the whole, okay, this is a different ball game entirely. Diploma, they were still, you guys are still joking. This is the University of Lagos. Then they resounded the whole, it's nation's pride, blah, blah, blah. Okay, sorry to University of Lagos. That's my alum. Okay, I'm an alumnus now, but I have to portray my school in a good light, but you guys know what I'm saying. So, okay, so yeah, too, well, by God's grace, I was able to start on a good note with good grades. Yeah, I think I started with the first class on from my year two, but then coming along year three, okay, year three first semester, it was one of the down moments for me from where I was coming from. I started with a high grade, yeah. Then okay, so that semester I had missing results. We talked to lecturers and all of that, but it wasn't resolved. So from where I was coming from to where I was at that point, yeah, through first semester, it was really bad, and I felt really bad about it. But you know, we still continued, and you know, year three second semester, it became better. Then up to final year. Then also there were times when I was anxious, because you know how I feel, to me, this is in my opinion, I feel it's easier to, you know, when you start out something and you get it at that first time, I think where the real work lies is maintaining that thing.
Imposter
syndrome. Yeah, and being consistent, because there are times when you feel like you've not measured up to your initial attempt, or you feel like, okay, maybe you can do better, or maybe you are actually putting up more energy, more efforts, but you're not getting the same result. So there was this fear of, oh, will I be able to maintain this till my final semester? Well, God being so kind, he helped me do that. Then also I think one of high moments was getting to meet or be in a community of believers I could so relate with. Aside sharing the word and all of that, he helped me. So coming to University of Lagos, I used to be a very shy person. Emphasis on the very shy. But you know, it's better now. Those that know me now would know that there has been a change, and it can be better, but it's if I do say so myself, I'm proud of where I am now.
Yeah. I think I'm proud too. I'm proud.
And thanks to the Onokwemiko too, he has helped a lot. Don't feel that.
Okay, I'm not gonna blush.
And really, well, the reality of everything now is, you know, after school, what next? Questions, family, friends. There's this, okay, expectations, okay, you should do this, you should do that. Should I go for my master's? Should I, you know, take this course? Should I write these exams? Should I, okay, go into business and all of that, you know? But one thing that keeps reassuring me is, yeah, there might be some subtle hints of fear, but even if I express those hints, those things should actually draw me close to God and, you know, spend time to actually seek his face and, you know, ask what next, or what, even in this phase, even in this season, what next. And okay, so I came across something earlier today, and you know, it was saying something that it's okay not to fully know what you are getting into. Sometimes it can be a season where the Lord wants you to rest. Now, you might not be, rest doesn't necessarily mean that you're not doing anything per se, but the most important thing is that you are where God would have you be at that season. You are where God would have you be at that season. So I think that's really the truth where we are resting on at this point in time, trusting God and trusting His timing, because timing is very important in life. So basically, that's major thing for me.
I think she has done quite a lot of justice already. You know, my chill moment would be, let me just narrow it down. It would be yet one second semester. You know, your one second semester was when I virtually got to meet FSF Unilag, and FSF Unilag is like the highlight of my entire University of Lagos stay. To be honest, I feel like God sent me to University of Lagos so I can meet FSF Unilag. That's what I feel like most of the times. I know there are more things tied to it, but that's what I think. Meeting FSF Unilag was like the hyper point. Yeah, three moments happened this last semester. You know, I don't think I've had so much anxiety. People that are in my corner, they know, I think they are aware of this. I've not had so much anxiety like I've had in this past semester. You know, I was scared, would I graduate? I was scared, would I have spillover? Would I come again? You know, it's just, I have a couple, is it a couple? Yeah, couple is two. Yes, I miss me coming all out. Yes, I had to carry over courses I was doing, or I had to clear this last semester. It was quite choking. In fact, everybody in my classes was doing 8 courses. I had to offer 10 courses. And oh my God, it was such a task on my head and my heart. And the Lord was, at every time giving me comfort, giving me words, comforting me with scripture and everything. But I just find it hard to really trust God. No, but I think I passed that phase. Lord eventually helped me, even with my brethren and all those things. I was able to find help to eventually trust God. That guy, you are done and dusted. Okay, I'm not submitting my project, but yeah, I'm done. I'm partially dusted, and I'm gonna be dusted by very soon. Yeah, so that I'm not gonna have a spillover. That point was really intense point for me. I've never been at that point. I found it so hard to trust God. To trust God for a thing in my life, it's so hard, but I thank God that it's all past now. Walk by faith, not by sight, my dears. Yeah. Then reality. Reality bangs in different ways. I think I should also touch for people that, you know, I think in a way, Chinasa should not be really scared. She also has a job. I think she's not be scared because she has a job. So if anybody's trying to say what next at home, it does be like, I have a job. So you get, so I think for people that do not have a job or are not so skilled or one thing or the other, and they are scared concerning life after school, I just want to comfort you and let you know the truth. The truth is, you are in his palms. Like, you are in his palms. And he has the whole world in his hands. So if I'm in his palm and he has the whole world in his hands, guy, he's got you, man. He's got you. And she said something that you should be in rest, and rest is not inactivity. So yes, you are in his palms and the whole world is in his hand. You can decide to stay in that palm and not fall into the whole world. Oh, the whole world will not follow you. So I think there's a place for skilling up as the Lord would have you skill up. Yeah, this is one thing I've been emphasizing. I was telling a friend last week that I just perceived in my heart, I was telling her that until this year you end, she should not rush to look for a job. She should skill up. Google suits, Windows, and all these packages. Skill up if you have that one. By January, let's go and look for a job, my dear. They'll not be telling you 70k job. Sure, you get. So skill up, yeah. So I think if you are scared, I don't know. I think you should trust. Yes, you should trust God, and also skill up, skill up, skill up. Yeah. The Lord would. That's okay. That's one of the things that I'm holding on to this season, and I think I should share it. Prepare down me for that which you have prepared for me. So he has prepared something for you. Now allow him prepare you for it. Yes, and I think that's the way I'm going to be ending the podcast today. So yeah, I'm gonna continue as I pray, Chioma. Thank you for coming. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot pay you enough, even though I did not pay you at all. Yeah, thank you for coming. I think you made this easy for me. Thank you very much for coming. And listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming to the podcast every single time. Yes, as we normally say, feel free to share this with your friends that are graduates, that is very phase of life, your elder ones, somebody somewhere that you know that needs this. You might not even necessarily be a graduate, someone that is battling, yeah, even normal school period, yeah. Do this to share this. The entire point of, they say sharing is caring, right? Yeah? So if you care for them, share to them. Or share with them. Thank you. It's not nice that I'm shelling on my podcast, actually, guys. Alright, yeah. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy that you did. Happy new month. October is going to be beautiful to you. October is going to be beautiful for you. October is going to be beautiful with you in it. Bye.
Bye, people.